So now let us talk about a lot of the issues we sort of took for granted and got very confused about. There were things that were going to be chotzetz b'fnei atuma, other things that can't be chotzetz b'fnei atuma. There were things that are going to spread tuma if you have tuma plus kalim or some other person under it, things that don't spread tuma. Okay, so let's get it clear, because there's some types of materials that do both of the above. They will spread tuma under them and be chotzetz tuma from getting above them. There's some things that will spread tuma, but they will not be chotzetz b'fnei atuma. And there's some things that will do neither, and there's some things that will do both. So let's take a look at our opening Mishnah that puts it so beautifully. Yesh mevi'im et atuma v'chotzetzin. However, there's some things that are only maybe inatuma by spreading it to the side, but they will not stop the tuma from going past themselves, which is a little strange. You'd think that if you're in an oel, then the oel stops the tuma from going beyond the oel, right? Not necessarily. It depends what kind of materials we're talking about, as we already know. There are some that only will be chotzetz b'fnei atuma, and they will not cause the tuma to spread to the side. And there's some things that are not considered to be olim at all, not vis-a-vis spreading it to the side and not preventing it from going through. So let's first take the standard. Standard is that an ol is maybe a satuma under it, chotzetz a satuma beyond it. And here are the kind of things, I mean, we're not going to talk about the things that have been obvious for the past five prokim, namely buildings and things like that. That's obviously, that's the standard. But we want to talk about things that are a little bit on the edge. A little bit on the edge brings us to the question of kalim that are not able to be mekabel tuma and therefore can act as real oalim. So we know we've got the deal that we've seen so many times about kli eitz, where the kli eitz are asuyim lenachat. This is the way to go. Wait, you're missing one. What's going on around here? There we go. We need everybody. Okay. The family that learns together stays together. So what we've got, therefore, is a list of these very large kind of kalim. Let's talk about cabinets, right? Shida, teva, migdal, all kinds of cabinets and closets. These are big things that are going to hold the sataim or the arboim sa, which is the Arboim Saw of Lach, which is additional 20 in Yovesh, and Kaveret HaKash. You have these beehive-shaped baskets that are made out of straw, but that are very big, or they're made out of Kanim, Kaveret HaKanim. We had the Bor Svina Alexandrite, which was the standard drinking water reservoir that was used in the Alexandrian Svina, and it had a bottom so that it would not roll around, and if it doesn't roll around, it's very hard to move once it holds the shear of Kurayim of Yavesh, which is Arboim Sa. And therefore, if it has a Shulayim, it's got a bottom, meaning it's flat, and it's Machzikin Arboim Sa Balakshim Kurayim B'Yavesh, because remember, we say you can always add, if you're talking about dry weight, dry volume, you can always add it on top, and that's the is one additional third, as we said. And those things are not considered to be movable. So those things are basically just the same as a building. And the tuma will actually be able to spread to the side if there's tuma in it. And the tuma is not going to be able to go through it, and it's going to actually block it. We're going to see later that this is not necessarily true according to everyone. And it's actually machlokas later on, whether something that is a kli that can't be mekabel tuma becomes effectively a building. If it doesn't become effectively a building, then it may be able to spread, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be chotzetz all on its own. Because as we saw, when we've got kalim, let's say broken kalim, or the cases that we had before of kalim and not mekabel tuma, it's only where they are in conjunction with a building. They could even just be like right on the outside of the building, up against the outside of the building. And according to Rabbi Akiva, within one tefach, like we learned before, of the building. So, I mean, everybody would agree if we're talking about over here, having these big things next to a building, and that could go according to everyone. But if not, then just take it with a grain of salt when it says that it's going to serve as an ohel for everything, both for Gabi Chatzitza and Legabi Mevias HaTumah. Now, there's things that can become Tomei, but because of the configuration, they are made into a building, into an ohel, and it's the configuration that counts, not the material. So let's say you've got some curtains. I mean, curtains are going to be mekabel tumah, or you've got this big leather apron, the skurtia, or the katoblia. The katoblia is this giant tablecloth made out of a piece of leather. It can be used for a sheet on a bed, or even a regular sheet, a sadin, a cloth sheet, or a mat, or a machatzelet that's made out of these hard reeds. If you built them into the shape of a tent, and you really made a tent out of them, or building out of them, then that is a typical ohel. And just because it's made out of a material that on its own would be able to become tummy, the moment that they become an actual ohel, they are like every other ohel in the Torah. If I would just take a piece of cloth from a sheet, put it over something, a mace, and hold it over the mace, then of course it would be mekabel tumah, and obviously it couldn't be chotzetz b'fnei ha'tumah. But what we're talking about over here is where it was specifically remade into a tent, and this would be true. Let's say you got a whole herd of buffaloes, right? Or behema tumeah, or tahora, or you may have like a bunch of penguins. They're all nesting together. So mechonot chayav of, or an ov that was shachain and it built a nest, which is over tefach by tefach, over the mate. These things can also be considered to be an ohel because an animal is not going to be mekabel tumah. So let's say under the herd of buffaloes, they've already trampled 20 people and they're all dead. And you have kalim that are under that herd. They're not going to be metami above them. They'll be metami only the kalim that are under their tummies, because they are not shaykh to being mekabel tumah, and therefore they are an ohel in every way. But this is only if they're no longer moving, because then we're going to get into the problem of ohel zorak, as we see later on. There's also plants that could be an ohel. Let's say a woman goes out to work in a field, and she makes a little ohel for her child. So what she does is she's osimokom livna in the middle of the shibolim. So she bends over the wheat to make like a little pretty roof over her baby. Or you could have the Eros, or the Kisom, or Yarkot Chamor, or Delat Yevanit. Now all of these things have beautiful big leaves, and they can be used as an ohel, and they're still attached to the ground, and because of that, they're not things that are mekabel tumah, and they are both going to be chotzes b'fnei ha'tumah, and they're going to be mevi es ha'tumah. If you have foods that are tohar, tohar doesn't mean literally tohar, it means they weren't mukshir lekabel tumah, they could also be an ohel, because they're not shayach at this point to being mittameh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, you're right about the other stuff, but you're not right about food. You can never use food to be an ohel, even if they're not mukshir lekabel tumah, unless you're talking about something that actually is used for ohelim. For instance, you could have an eagle shell dvela, which is big and heavy, and which people will actually use as an ohel, so that they'll put it above them, or they'll lean up against them, and so on. Yes, over there, if it never got wet, and therefore it's not roy lekabel tumah, then that would be the one case I would agree to, that even ohelim are going to be okay to be a full-fledged ohel, both in terms of spreading tumah to the side, and in terms of being chaytzetz b'fnei ha'tumah lemalah.